State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. For a long time, kids with disabilities were mistreated in school or pushed out. Now, there are laws to make sure they have an equal shot at an education. But the experience of kids with disabilities in school is still all over the place. I've been working with Bridge Magazine to report about the variations in special education around Michigan. And first, we'll go to Charlotte. I'm waiting with Kaylee Roos for her son to get off the bus after school. This is Aiden.
So how was school today?
It was bad.
How come?
Well, people made me upset today.
Aiden is 7 and in 2nd grade in Charlotte Public Schools. His mom isn't always happy either with the experience her son is having in school. She and the school agree her son is emotionally impaired, which is basically a special education label for kids with mental illness. Roos feels like she always has to struggle for Aiden to be kept in school, to be in a classroom that meets his needs, and a whole host of other things. He can be hard to manage. He gets in lots of fights. But he's also getting good grades. He's excited about things lots of kids are excited about, like what he might get for Christmas.
It's like a train from Joyce Jr. It's this new monkey show, and there's this train where everyone rides.
Okay, he's into kid stuff. But especially when he was in kindergarten, his mom says the school was treating him like a problem child, not a kid with a disability.
He was suspended, it was a total of 19 times.
19 times in kindergarten. Schools are supposed to help kids with disabilities stay in school. Kids in special education have something called an individualized education plan, so each child can make progress in school. Aiden has had one of these since he started school. The school district declined to comment for this story, but if a kid is getting suspended 19 times in kindergarten, that plan isn't working. Roos says the parents of kids in special education learn to be advocates.
Just because it's written in the IEP does not mean that it's getting done. You need to follow up. You know, here I am, pretty young, a single mom, and I'm telling a school no. So that was scary in itself.
Roos thinks Aiden's needs are better understood now, and he's only been suspended once since kindergarten. But she worries he won't ever shake that problem child label.
For another school or another person to open his file and see, man, this kid has been suspended this many times, you know.
This is just one story. There are lots of kids and parents happy with their special education services. But special education still seems like kind of a crapshoot for an area with so many civil rights laws and procedures at play. And by the way, this affects about 1 in 8 kids around the state, and the state isn't meeting its goals. For example, one goal is to graduate 80% of kids in special education. We're at 54%.
Our outcomes for individuals with disabilities are really pretty lousy at the end of the day, and we need to do better and we can do better.
This is Dawn Bentley. She's the special education director in Livingston County, about 100 miles away from the Roos family. Bentley says this variation in special education is not a secret. It's not unacknowledged, but it's also complicated.
There are student demographics. There are parent expectations, the size of the district.
So a lot of parents just make peace with services. They homeschool or they move. Kaylee Roos tried that. She went to San Diego, California, but ultimately it was just too expensive for her, and she moved back.
Because he was doing amazing at that school. He had another therapist that saw him once a week. His therapist here is a social worker, and he's lucky if he sees her once a month.
Tomorrow, we'll explore just how much school culture has to do with the educational experience of kids with disabilities. With State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.